Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But he looked at me and he goes, you're not really this tall, are you? I was like,
you're not really this short, are you?
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. All right. It makes me nervous, but okay. Welcome to the pregame. You submit the questions. We give you the answers.
And we bought your handle in the process. Are we still calling them handles?
Sure.
Anyways. You and I just had this conversation in Montana. Mm-hmm. We were talking about different jeans. And I actually just
went. Jeans you had.
Thank you. I just went today to return a bunch of stuff to the store that I had bought because I never try anything on. I hate trying things on.
What a noble concept that you returned it. Did you get charged for it when you returned
exactly,
it?
Exactly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It wasn't 30 days over the fact, so I could actually return it. There you go. It's amazing
so
when you shop for yourself
jokes.
How much money you save. So I went to the store and I returned all this stuff because
Jane!
I was a whirlwind before I left on a trip, which we'll get to on the big show. And then I exchanged it for jeans, but I'm still in the market. I got a new pair. Okay, we'll answer the question and then we'll talk about
this later. The question is...
Because M3 Prize is asking the question, wide leg jeans, yay or nay? It's a great question. I got an assortment and I went really wide on one of them. But then I'm like, are these just only in style for a little bit? Because like I'm all about a comfy jean. But
sure.
Then I'm also not sure if I'm wearing them like... I don't know. Yes, I'm all for the wide leg jean. But I don't know any style. I have no style. I just try to follow the trends of what I see online.
I have no style, but my stylist, Daniela, has style. And she's actually great. I was in a rut. We discussed, I'm okay. For all of you that didn't get the memo, I'm good. Little hormonal thing. And I was in a lot. Jeans were an issue. But she got me a lot of them.
What did you get? Okay,
have wide leg, a lot of boyfriend situations where it is a wider leg. It's not super huge, but some go a little high, some go a little low. I got a pair of Levi's. You'll love this.
I'm into those.
Here's a Jarrett. We're walking the dog and the kid yesterday, and I must have been walking in front of him, husband checking out my ass. And he goes,
yeah, daddy.
Hey, babe, Levi's, huh? And I said, yeah. He goes, they're back in? It's like, well, according to Daniela, they are.
Wait, I want to say, are they distressed? Are they
no,
like,
what? I am.
Oh, you're ridiculous. I'm really into Redone. Redone, like redoes jeans, hence the name. Into
I
that
have a
brand.
Pair of AG on right now. I like them.
Okay, I'm a gold right now, but these are skinny. So to be succinct in answering your question, yes, I think all the jeans are in. Mm-hmm. And I don't want jeans to ever be out, like any style to ever be out. They all come back around. Although I'm missing some jeans. Do you ever have that happen where you're like, where are these clothes? Like, I know I had them. I know I had, like.
Sure do.
Yeah. Where are these clothes? I lose a lot of things or they get stolen, you know, literally stolen. Excuse me. Ooh, pardon me. I just burped. Your turn.
JR Zuber, are you already planning for Mac's first birthday? We're kind of kicking around some ideas. We need Uncle Steve, Aunt CT to be around.
Oh,
we're thinking about
dates.
Some things. Yeah,
are we doing it on his actual birthday?
We got a lot
birthday?
Of things to talk about. We have a lot of dates in that time to
you
talk
owe me
about.
A lot so of...
Well, you haven't been around. You're at the Masters. You're at the ranch. Apparently, I can't get a hold of you. So my son's birthday is coming.
I do. I have found my myself at places that are difficult to get in touch with me. Just fax over a request.
Sure.
I do need some dates, though. But what are we planning for his birthday? Please don't do something crazy and elaborate where then, like, you're spending as much as people spend on their wedding. I heard someone spent $30,000, and you know who this person is. I'll tell you offline, on their child's first birthday party. $30,000. Yeah.
They're our you, friend?
Yeah. Yeah. No, not like the people that have like, there's like, they
plumbing
have,
issues?
No.
Oh.
So that's lucky to get like, no, she's normal. No.
Okay.
It's anyways.
Not the Stafford, so everybody don't think it is, because that's who I thought it was. I was like, the Stafford?
She is so normal. This is what we love about Kelly. She's like, my kids are getting their ass on a commercial flight and knowing like what it's
and
like to be normal. She's the best, man. She would never. No, but someone else we know. Do not spend that much money on your kid's birthday, please. I know it's your child. Do whatever you want. But
if the listeners have any ideas, I think it's more for the adults because Mac has adult friends right now. He has a couple of little friends, but they're because of our adult friends. We were thinking of Mac and cheese and wine, Mac truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. We're just thinking.
I can't believe he's already going to be one.
I know. We went to our first birthday yesterday with him, and it was cute. It's a guy that plays on the Kings that we've known forever. Their twins turned 6. It was very sweet, but I got to tell you, and this was really cute, and my husband thinks he's only talked about on this podcast because he's good material, but this is the material I like. He was so excited to bring Mac to his first friend's birthday party.
Aww.
And like the 6-year-olds don't even know like Mac's there. Like they don't care. Like they're like, anyways, but like he wanted to dress him up. He wanted to bring him. These are the gifts Mac packed or Mac
That's
picked out.
So sweet.
Mommy picked out. But you know what I mean? Like he was so excited. Now, the party was from 2 to 4. Mac slept from 1:45 to 3:45, so we got there at about 3:55.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
But we crushed, yeah.
Oh, was that his first birthday party?
It was at the park, and when we did the swings, and then we went to a little slice and pint afterwards, like where you go and you have a big pizza, and you like daddy has a beer, mommy has a wine, and we just sit there, and
that's adorable.
He was in a big boy high chair at the restaurant. Come on.
Okay. I want to talk about this. Ryan, our wonderful producer, who we allude to all the time, he's also going to be involved in the big show this week because we need Ryan's perspective on some headlines. But Ryan, will you write this down? I'm having some feelings about all the friends with kids because there's some stuff going on. So that I will elaborate on the big show.
You're pregnant?
Fuck no. But no. I am going to
put it in the post.
Whoa. That sounds
kidding.
Inappropriate.
I meant New York Post.
Put it in. Take it out. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about it on the big show.
Yeah, we'll
writing
talk about it
down.
On the big show.
Kids. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, anonymous. Ooh, we love our anonymous. 41-year-old single mom of 3, divorced almost a year now. Go for the fun, hot guy. Not sure if it would lead anywhere. Or go for, I can speak, more serious guy who is probably the nicest, kindest guy I've ever met.
Can't Why can't he
both?
Be both?
Yeah.
See?
Go for he both.
Can, you can have both. Yeah.
Go for the gusto.
Yeah, sister. I don't think that you should ever resign yourself to saying, oh, I have to pick one or the other. I mean, look, there's, you know, cliches for a reason, like hot, bad boy, whatever. It's probably not like a long-term thing, but there's a lot of hot, really good guys. We're married, or you're married. I'm not married to him, but like might as well be. Like there's good guys that are also very attractive and good for you. Like I love that, you know, obviously I've talked ad nauseum about my divorces, but I don't have children. And so that's a different thing entering the dating world with kids. And I remember my sister, when she got her divorce, Alyssa was only 9 months old and she was really nervous about going out there and dating and being like, and I have this child. So I think that you should be proud that you're willing to put yourself back out there and don't settle for one or the other. Which brings up another point.
But
this Kristen Cavallari thing.
I was thinking Anonymous would go for both guys, like date both. Why do you have to just go for one, right?
We're saying the same thing. Like, or I guess maybe we're saying the same thing in a different way. Date all of them and then they can be both. Like, why can't the fun, hot guy also be the nice, good guy?
Yeah, I would just date as much as you can. You deserved it. You obviously got divorced for a reason. You had to pay a price for being with that idiot.
Yeah.
Whatever. So yeah, go party. Go have fun. Live your life.
Live it up.
You MILF. Kristen Cavallari.
I don't have a problem.
Montana boys.
I just think it's so funny. This is the world that we live in. I mean, we also have a podcast and talk about anything we want, which is great. But like, why does everyone care? Like, why is it such a big deal if you like, if a man, like there's the guy, Kimora Lee Simmons' daughter is dating someone that's 3 times older than her.
Her body looked great.
But
wow.
It's like, right. And it's like, but it's more acceptable that like younger women date older men. I just came from Palm Beach. And let me tell you, the age ratio there is. I'm like, in my next life am coming back as Susanna. Shout out to Susanna, who I met in Palm Beach, who Afghan flowing, martini shaken, dripping in diamonds. She was probably like mid-60s and she was everything. I don't know if you've been watching that show, Palm Royale.
No, you want me to, yeah.
I want you to. I've only seen a couple episodes. Kristen Wiig looks incredible in it. Carol Brunette is in it. She's the woman who doesn't say anything because she's supposed to be the elderly woman that's like on her deathbed, but she's still great. Alice Janney. Anyways, I had never been to Palm Beach before.
Awesome.
That's another conversation for the big show.
Yeah.
Holy
I love
shit.
A Palm Beach situation.
Incredible.
Yep.
That they live is like
white jeans everywhere.
There is no such thing as no white jeans after Labor Day. Every day is a holiday in Palm Beach. And I've got a burn to prove it. I didn't even have time to put sunscreen on. I was just in awe of everything that was happening.
Yeah.
It's an alternate universe.
It's great.
Okay. Prime Irish. Worst pickup line used on you. Worst pickup line. I can't ever remember. I mean, I don't know if they're like pickup lines.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't like anyone that's like super pushy. Like, be cute about it. Like, don't, like, I don't know. It's been a while, but like, I don't know. I like guys that are forward. I'm old school in the sense that I don't like to be the person that makes the first move. We're so assertive in our like profession and just like in our personality, like that. Like, I don't know. I like feeling like I want someone to come and court me. So if there's a pickup line, I don't know.
Ryan
I feel
is
like
insane.
They're cheesy. What's he saying?
Ryan said, Erin had the guy asking about her hair during the football season when she was with Jillian. I went to Colorado to go sit down with Dion, and we walked out of the hotel, and this guy was like, Erin Andrews. I said, yeah. And he goes, your hair is so bouncy. I was like, all right. My favorite.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that.
He wasn't even hitting on me. I went to the White House Correspondents Dinner back in the day when.
Cute.
It was a time. I took my dad and I was seated next to the Saturday Night Live table. And it was a guy, not a cast member, but a famous actor, hot, who was at the table. And I was like, Dad, oh my God, we have to get a picture with him. He was nice enough to take a picture, but I was so bummed because I was taller than him. I'm a moose, as we've talked about. I'm taller than everyone.
Actors are so, what, me on
they're
a red carpet.
Small.
Like, I had to like literally just wear sandals at some point because I was just towering over all of these actors.
But he looked at me and he goes, you're not really this tall, are you? I was like,
you're not really this short, are you?
Would you say that to like some model, Modell?
Yeah.
Do you
pass
say
me
that
a model
to Cindy Crawford? Anyways, yeah. I don't know. No one hits on me, so.
Yeah, no, I don't have any pickup lines. But I used to play that game Dare to DM because it's hysterical.
That's a funny game.
And for those of you not familiar with me and my disastrous life at one point, like I would someone would dare me to do anything and I would do it. And so the impetus of this was at Sarah's 40th birthday party, actually in San Diego. And I was single and we were talking about a bunch of different guys. And I was like, I'll DM him. I don't care. Like I had no shame. And like, I was basically like just throwing out haymakers, like they were half court shots. Like I was even going to hit them. There's
can
a couple
you give
though
us
that
some
responded.
Of your good ones? Or can you not?
No.
Can you give us a couple good ones or will they give up the guy?
No, they won't give up the guy. I did one that was Go Hawks because that's what Russell used to say all the time. And like the Seahawks at the time were like crushing everything. And this guy was from Seattle. So I said, Go Hawks. Yeah. And he wrote back. Okay. But I use this one all the time. Sup. Just S-U-P.
Like no comma. Like no.
Nothing. No exclamation point. Nothing. Just sup. And it worked. It worked a lot more than it didn't
really?
Work. Yeah, because it was just so like, it's kind of has this like dismissive and like you're kind of like you feel yourself, which by the way, I had no business DMing any of these people, but I just really didn't give a shit. And it was such a fun thing to see if someone would respond. Then there's been crickets on about 60-70% of them, but 30% that hit were fun, you know?
But you're so much cooler than me to be like, sup. Can you imagine if I started just walking around? Like, I got on a Zoom this year with NFL. It's like me, Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady. Sup. Like, to the athlete. Like, you're an asshole. Sup.
Sup's kind of an asshole thing. But, yeah, I was in a real
phase. Hey, guys, Jalen Hurts is about to be on. Sup. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, my God, is he Zooming in right now? Oh, my God. Gullible much? What's Jalen up to? Jalen Hurts, what a cutie.
He is.
Okay, last but not least, Anonymous.
Oh, we love you. Mm-hmm. My parents, I forgot about the voice I'm going to start using with Anonymous. My parents let us borrow their beach house to invite some friends over. When we left, my very good friends began sending me Venmo requests for small dinners like $27 pizza, $17 grocery store run. Is it rude for me to tell her it was a free trip and my husband and I picked up a large dinner of theirs, so technically they owe us money? I'm already lost. I don't understand what's happening.
I have so many thoughts on this.
Go.
This is what I preach all the time. I am going to die broke because I would rather be broke than to ever be called cheap. And
same.
You and I are notorious for this. And this isn't because we're such great people. It's just because, for example, like going to Montana, going on different trips where, who is it? Jalen Hurts. He's calling.
Jesus, do not disturb enough. Go on. Howie, shush. Yes, going on trips. Yes.
I will die before I ever send someone a Venmo request for anything. And I have been in situations before where I felt like I'm, you know, being generous and like hosting someone or whatever. And then they don't pick up. They don't even offer the next time we go out to dinner to like pay or thing. Like I keep track of it to a point where like it's a little bit like you and I are the same way. Like I would freak out if someone ever was like, oh, my God, she never pays. Like I'll go out of my way and give the credit card. Like I remember even with people that have so much fucking money. How many times like going out to dinner with Larry David? Larry doesn't need me to pick up his dinner. But you know why
or
I'm going to pick up dinner?
Or Matthew and Kelly. Like Matthew it's just like, here, give your card. Because like just because you like make so much money as a quarterback, we don't want you to think you have to pay for us. Like
ever.
It's like we almost dislocate our arm. Carissa is like running to the bathroom for a fake pee so she can put her credit card down
every time.
And I'm like, bitch, don't. That was our move. Because it's like with them, we don't want them to think you're rich. Well, you know, you pay.
Ever.
No.
ever. Yeah. And that's why I said, like, I don't have as much in my savings account as I probably want because I'm busy. Like, but I don't care. I would be absolutely mortified that the fact that, like, and I feel for her on this because, like, I would have a hard time being like, you just got a free trip. But, like, a Venmo request for $27 for pizza, these people are not, like, no, I'm sorry. I don't know how you would handle that. What would you do?
Well, I just honestly, I think about our whole thing with like Yellowstone, you know, about getting the bill. And finally, you were like, listen, can you please give me the bill? And I will give you the bill. By the way, I just got it.
Do you know this morning I asked Steve, I go, did you text Jared about that?
I just got it. Jared doesn't get it. I got it. But I'll send it to you. Explain the story. It's like, it is, because then it ruins your whole vacation.
So the background here is Aaron and Jared are very generous and they always invite Steve and I to Montana, but it's a club that they're a member of. So you can't pay when the dinner comes, you can't give them your credit card. It has to go on a separate account, which is their account because it's a club. So I feel really uncomfortable every time when a drink,
you almost
gets
feel like you can't get a drink. Yeah. Cause you don't want
the water.
Like, Chris, a drink.
Right. And so you can, anyways, have worked it out where we can have like a separate account and pay you for what we spend.
Yeah.
Because then everyone gets it to enjoy it and you don't feel like you're being taken advantage of, which I know you wouldn't. But anyways, in this particular case, you know what I would do? I would send back the Venmo for the $27 and I would write back in the little memo line, hope you had a great time at my beach house. Because fuck off. Like the fact that like you're not taking a step back, and you know what? Look, maybe someone needs the $27. Then don't go to the beach house.
Don't
take advantage of like my generosity and then come back and ask me for money. I don't like that.
Grocery store run, you should offer to bring the groceries if you're staying at somebody's house for the weekend. I'm sorry, but you should.
If they're offering the house, you pay for the groceries.
Yeah.
This is not hard. Who are your friends? We'll be your friends. We'll fight over who will pay for the bill.
Exactly.
We have a lot to talk about on the big show, obviously. Let's do it. Love you guys. Have a great week. See you Thursday. Bye.
Love you. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.